taking your Bibles to the book of Acts tonight, Acts chapter number 8. And again, thank you for being in the Lord's house. I appreciate the good souls of Zion and how they do get our attention, our affection upon the Lord, helps us to be ready for the Word of God. Amen. And I thank the Lord for that tonight. Acts chapter number 8, and I'll begin reading in verse number 26. Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. If you're willing and able, stand tonight as we read the scripture. Acts chapter number 8 and beginning in verse number 26. The Bible says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south under the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? He desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth in his humiliation. His judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. He answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Well, that's important. Amen. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. I pray now that you'd give me a traveling mind. I through the scripture, open our understanding. Help us to grow. Help us to draw out from the Word of God tonight. Lord, we ask you again for that soul that's lost in this place tonight. Lord, of a congregation of this size, there is somebody here tonight does not know you as Lord and Savior. May this be the night the Holy Ghost reprove them, draw them to Christ and salvation. Help us, Lord, tonight as your people. Help us to give instruction through the Word of God. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 38 tonight, where the Bible says, And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. I'm to preach tonight, the Lord helping me simply on the subject of believers' baptism. Now, I'm going to just tell you from the get-go, I have preached this before since I've been here, and it won't be the last time you hear it. Amen. Matter of fact, you're going to hear at least once a year, whether we need it or not. Amen. Why? Because this is part of the teaching of the scripture for the church of the living God. This local church. Amen. Matter of fact, we find in this chapter that Philip is an evangelist. He's not a church planter. He's not a pastor, but he's Philip the evangelist. And we find that he was preaching in Samaria and souls are being saved. But then the Lord sends the man of God down to a desert place to reach one Ethiopian eunuch. I marvel at that fact over and over again in the New Testament where he majors on one. Sometimes we think that we ain't having 100 saved, we're not doing nothing. Well, many places in the Bible, it's just one coming to Christ. And if it's one or 1,000, there is rejoicing in heaven and needs to be rejoicing in the house of God too. Amen. We find as Philip goes and walks up on this man, and he is reading in the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, and he's reading out of Isaiah chapter 53, and he doesn't understand. He hasn't grasped what the scriptures are saying, and Philip takes him a text right there and preaches Jesus to that Ethiopian eunuch. By the way, Christ is seen in the Old Testament. He didn't begin in Bethlehem. He's always been. Amen. Well, that's exactly right. We see he preached to him Jesus. That's the message sinners need. They need to be confronted with their sin and they need to be told about the Savior. I'm glad for the day that somebody told me about Jesus. Amen. I'm glad I'm not in the dark. I'm glad I'm not in a country that it's illegal in hearing the gospel. But God, let me be born in America and let me hear the truth and believe the truth and be saved. Amen. Oh, we find here Philip, this eunuch gets saved, he baptizes him. Now we'll look at this subject of believers' baptism tonight. Now, this would fall under the doctrine of the church. I preached this morning on the doctrine of sin. Well, under the doctrine of the church, the local church, there are only two ordinances that the church has. Believer's baptism first, and then the Lord's Supper. That are the two. There are no other ordinances of the church. We follow the Lord after salvation in believer's baptism, and then we can partake of the Lord's table. That's right. Now, I know there are churches that wash feet. Now, it's not an ordinance, okay? But, hey, let me say this. It'd do some of you good to wash some feet. Knock you down a notch or two. Amen. I don't knock a church that practices foot wash. I won't do it. That might upset you, but you just have to be upset. I'm going to tell you, that's humbling yourself to wash somebody's feet. But it's just not an ordinance. Amen. And so we find believers' baptism and the Lord's Supper taught to the church, the local church. Amen. So those are the two. But also let me say this. A true Bible-believing Baptist church will not baptize infants, nor do they baptize for the dead. That's right. The Bible teaches that nowhere, to baptize infants or for the dead. It's not taught in the Word of God. Amen. It is believers' baptism. Amen. So we find three things in our text, and we'll look at our text a few other places, but we're going to stay in our text a whole lot tonight. Three things, and then we'll move along with the service some more. But three things I'll look at about the believer's baptism. First of all, in verse 36 through 38, I will look at the who of baptism. These verses says here, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. Now, so we find in the scripture tonight, we're going to look at the who of baptism. First, let's look at the person to be baptized. He is the one that just got saved, that eunuch. That we find he doesn't understand, but when God cut the light on and he believed in his heart. Amen. Romans 10 teaches us that if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. Amen. By the way, you will confess with your mouth if you believe with your heart. Amen. I had no trouble confessing when I believed in my heart. Amen. Somebody says, when does a person get saved? Is it that move? Is it that prayer? It is when their heart turns from sin and self and turns to Jesus Christ. That can happen twitching out of that pew back there. Amen. I have seen them come up and bow in the aisle, and somebody come up and say, what do you need? Said, how can I help? He said, I just got saved coming down the aisle. It's possible, amen. Hey, it's that heart that must believe. It is the heart that will receive Christ or reject Christ. Amen. I'm glad I'm a believer. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't believe all the Bible. You'll never get saved. If you're a doubter, you can't get saved. It's believers that get in. Amen. I believe the report. Isaiah there in Isaiah 53. He even asked, who hath believed our report? Isaiah, I do. Amen. 31 years ago, I believed the report and got born again. I got saved. Amen. Hey, only saved people get baptized. Being baptized will not save you. Hello. I know there's another religion, another cult that talks about that water regeneration. That ain't taught in the Bible. You'll never contact the blood of Christ in the baptistry pool. You ain't had it applied before you get in. The water ain't gonna do nothing for you. It has no saving capability. Amen. Well, what's it about? We'll deal with that in a minute. But ladies and gentlemen, that water regeneration, you need to get washed in the blood. Amen. And when that eunuch believed, then they stopped the chariot. Then they got in the water, and the eunuch gets baptized. It is believer's baptism. Amen. So I want to say something out here to help some folks. Some alone, you'll get somebody somewhere in the life, they make a profession, they get baptized, even join the church. And then later on, they have to come to grips, they never got saved. Preacher, what do? They need to get baptized. That's right. That other one didn't count for nothing. You just went in dry and came out wet. That's it. But when you get baptized as a believer, it's a statement to everybody around you. Amen. So it is for believers only, and it does not say. It don't even make you more saved. That's right, too. Amen. But we find the person to be baptized is the person that just got saved. Well, then we see in these verses also the person doing the baptizing. For look at it, verse 38. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, at both Philip and the eunuch. And he, that's Philip, baptized him. That's the eunuch. Now, I want to help you right here. Who can baptize a believer? It ain't just anybody. Amen. Are you listening to me? Hey, Daddy, you're the head of your home, but you have no authority, biblical authority, to baptize your child by being just a daddy. Amen. There's nobody in this building has the authority. Deacons don't. Church members don't. You can't baptize. There ain't but one person. That's a God-called preacher. That's it. Amen. And I want to help you a little more, too, with this. Philip is not a pastor, but he baptized. Amen. The evangelist has authority to baptize, just like the pastor, just like a missionary. Amen. It is God's call on that man's life and the charge to him. When Jesus said, go into all the world, teach and preach the gospel, and then he said, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That is a mandate to every God-called preacher. Amen. That's right. I'm going to get some more stuff. Going to kind of tear some of your nerves up, but you'll be okay. Amen. But that's truth. Philip is not, he ain't a pastor. He's an evangelist. And let me say this, and you hear me. A few years ago before I came here, I was in full-time evangelist. I'd pastor for years and baptized all the folk. Well, while I'm on the road, Elijah got saved. He got born again at camp meeting. I moderate. Got glorious to say, what a joy, thrill my heart. We, at that time, we were members of the Arrington Branch Baptist Church in Marshall, North Carolina. I mean, as far up in the holler as you can get. I mean, almost at the head of the creek. Amen. And as he got saved, he said, Daddy, I need to get baptized. I said, okay. We went and I got up the pastor, our pastor, Brother B.P. Bull at the time, and told him about Elijah getting saved and wanting to get baptized. And he said, this particular Sunday we're going to do it. So I preached that morning in Asheville. We drove wide open, straightened out every curve in Madison County, got to church for the baptismal service. The preacher looked at me and said, do you want to baptize your boy? I said, I'd like to. And you know what he did? He said, go ahead. That's right. Didn't do nothing against the Word of God. That's right. Amen. Hey, you have a hard time convincing me otherwise in this text. And you not find anywhere in the church epistles where he changed it either. Just want you to know that too. Amen. Hey, the man of God is the one that does the baptizing. That's right. Hey, he is the only one that is qualified according to Scripture to baptize. Amen. You said that ain't how I was taught. Well, I can't help that. I'm telling you what God said. And I think you found out today, I've been major on Bible doctrine heavy today. Because that's what we need. This Bible is the authority. It's the only authority. Amen. And the Bible teaches us the who of baptism. Well, secondly, in verse 38 and 39, let's look at the way to baptize according to Scripture. The Bible said there in verse 38, then 39, and he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Here's the way to baptize. We see, first of all, the procedure. The Bible said in verse 38, they, not just a eunuch, and it said they went down both into the water. Now, I want to tell you something. It'd be real hard for me and anybody else to get in a cup of water. You agree with that? I'm not a very big man, but I ain't that little neither. They both went down into the water. It's what the Bible says. Amen. I do believe you both got to get in it. Call that a preference you want to, but I believe the Scripture said they both went down into the water and came up out of the water. Amen. So we find that procedure. They both get in the water. Now, what does it mean to be baptized? Now, listen. Whether it's the word baptized, baptized, baptizeth, or baptizeth, or baptizing, it all means the same thing. That word means to make overwhelmed or fully wet. It means immersion. It means submersion. It means emergent. To dip down into the water, you get totally dipped, fully wet. Amen. You sprinkling, you ain't going to get, man, you talk about taking a while. To get fully wet, buddy, that'd take a lot of water and, man, get tired after a while. Amen. But the Scripture said they both go into the water. And they are, that one being baptized is fully submerged in that water. Nothing of him left out. We've laughed about that. Preacher Stewart's done it before. I saw my preacher do it before. Somebody didn't get all the way in, they just took them right back down again. Why? I believe that's all right. That's scriptural. Get them all wet. Amen. Toe out, we're going to throw the toe down. Amen. That's it. Get it all good and wet. That's what baptized means. Fully submerged in the water. That's the procedure of it. Now, I reassured those getting baptized. Now, there's some in this place claimed I choke slam people into the water. But I go through the procedure. Take them down, get them up. Amen. And we see the proceed. Then there's the proclamation. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, the scripture, there's several verses. That what I say in particular, the words I use, are derived from some verses together. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, he said, "Go." Jesus is speaking. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Then in Romans at chapter number 6, I want to read a verse or two there. In Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, he said, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into his death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Then over in the book of Colossians at chapter 2 and verse number 12, he said, "Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead." So when I baptize here in just a few minutes, I'll make this statement. This is exactly what I'll say. I'll derive it all from Scripture. I'll say, "Upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." And that's how you got saved. Amen. I say, "I baptize thee, my brother," or I'll say, "Baptize my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." Then I'll say, "Buried with him in his death," and take that individual under. And as I raise him up out of the water, I say, "Risen to walk in newness of life." For that is what we're seeing when a person is baptized. Amen. So that's the proclamation that's made at a baptismal service. Well, that leads me to the why of baptism. Number one, the why, it's obedience. Again, Matthew said, Jesus speaking, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." The Lord Jesus has commanded for the believer to be baptized. Amen. And I don't say this. He ain't got to clarify that. He ain't got to tell me why. He just said, "Do it." That's all I need. I don't know about you, but what he says settles it for me. He said to do it, and I do it. Amen. We find that it is obedience to the Savior's command. It is also being obedient to the Scripture, the teaching of the New Testament. That's right. You're not a New Testament church if you don't baptize by immersion. Amen. It is taught to us here in Acts chapter 8, and also 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14 through 15, Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. We find the teaching of believers' baptism. People get saved, they get baptized in obedience to the Word of God. Now, for the young Christian, I say this: if you won't be obedient and following in believers' baptism, you will not be obedient in everything else He wants you to do. Amen. Your growth in the Lord will stop. What you're going to do for the Lord, it'll stop. That's right now. You've got to be obedient to the Word of God. Then here's where I've been going all night long with this thing. It is also the why about it. It's an outward testimony. You are showing a visual to those gathered around what's already happened in your heart. That you got saved. You called on the Lord. He died on Calvary. You died in Him. All your sin, all my sin, laid upon Him. He paid it. Paid the debt in full. I was in Christ at Calvary. That's right. You say, "I can't get that." Well, my mind don't wrap around it all the way either, but I know it's so. Amen. And when He rose, I rose with Him. When I got saved, there was a resurrection of the soul. That's right. Before that Tuesday night, I was dead in trespasses and in sin. But He quickened me that night, which means to make alive. Amen. And I began a new life. Amen. Risen to walk in newness of life. Here's what I like about this right here. I will help you. I've said before, you just forgot it, but I'm going to tell you again. When a baby's born, they are born without a past. Amen. And when you got born again, you got born without a past. He ain't never going to remember it ever again. If anybody brings up your past, it'll be you or the world. Amen. Because the Lord Jesus, He has forgiven it and forgot it. Amen. Being born without a past. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. I like that. I told someone for service, when you get saved, you just know right then and there, it's a brand new world. There's an old song out of the old Redback book says, I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. That's right. Hey, I'm not saved by my feelings, okay? I know that. But I want to tell you something. That moment I got saved, felt like the world lifted off the top of me. Felt like in my soul, I felt like I could have got up and walked on clouds. I mean that. It was like that old was gone. It was all brand new. Amen. Ain't that wonderful? Only Christ can do that. Nobody else. It ain't a religious experience. It is Christ regenerating you. Amen. So we find that the person being baptized is letting it be known publicly. I have been saved and I'm going to serve the Lord. That's what I did one day. Someone mentioned to me tonight. Said, boy, it's been excitement and nervousness all at the same time getting ready to get baptized. Boy, I remember that. I remember that. When I got saved, just a few months went by before they ever had the baptism in the mountains. You about have it once, maybe twice at the most, because you don't have a baptistry. And if you, and I'm going to tell you, real mountain folk break ice on Easter Sunday. And they will baptize you in that water. Amen. You said, preacher, they get sick. I ain't never heard of a one getting sick. That's right. Amen. Some shout because Holy Ghost in. Some shout because they just lost their breath. Amen. That's right. They didn't have it many times like we're able to have it multiple times in a year because they're having a baptistry. And that water up there ain't cold. That's bath water. That's right. If it wasn't, I couldn't baptize because I'm wringing wet. And I'd get in that water and get chilled, and I would get sick. That's right. My temperature dropped. But we got it good and warm. Amen. And that day, though, I was baptized in a creek. I ain't never forgot. Matter of fact, Mom and Dad's here tonight. And the preacher got up, talked about folk joining the church and those needing to get baptized. I looked at Mama and she said, don't look at me. You do what you want to do. He said, boy, that's awful bold to tell. She knew if I had the goods. It caused them to want to go up there and let them know got saved, and that's what it did. Got up there, and they knew he got born again, and they said, we're going to baptize him, let him join the church. And that day we had that baptizing in Beetree Creek up there. I'll never forget as long as I live. Boy, I'm a product. I was raised in the 70s. Good plaid colors. Amen. I was baptized by a plaid breeches and an Incredible Hulk t-shirt. That's right. Amen. I sure was. I got the picture to prove it. Amen. I remember when my turn come that day on that afternoon. Boy, we'd fellowship and they had preaching and singing right there at the creek bank. And they called my name. I remember I'm just a little boy, a 10-year-old. But son, I walked as hard, as high as I could getting through that water. I was excited. Why? I was saved. I wanted to get baptized. I wanted to be a part of the church. From the moment I got saved to even this day, preaching excites me. I want it more and more and more. I was sitting in Sunday school this morning, Brother Tim was teaching in the book Esther. Boy, he got on a verse, and son, she come alive in my heart. I thought, there's an outline right there for sure. Got some preach on it. You're going to hear it in a pulpit near you soon. Amen. I like it. Hey, there's something about being saved. You fall in love with the things of God. If you never did, I'd be worried. I'm going to be honest with you. If what you said to salvation and you ain't never cared for the church and you don't care about preaching, don't care if you grow, hey, something about wrong. Amen. But a child of God wants to obey the Lord in everything he possibly can according to Scripture. Amen. Boy, I appreciate the day God saved me and I followed him in believer's baptism. Father, thank you for the attention of your people tonight. What a joy it is to be a child of God. Lord, we ask you now to take the message, use it, Lord, for the education of the people of God. And Lord, for the sinner, they realize that they don't know you and they need to be born again. Father, have your will and way in this invitation time. And we'll praise you and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.